Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here, so let's do this. Is fear getting in the way? I know, we're here to talk about it. You got things you want to do, you got goals you're trying to achieve, you got a path you're trying to walk, but damn, that fear keeps coming. So we're going to talk about messages from your fear today. So let's get into our seven messages for today. So the first thing we need to know is that this fear is here because we are moving towards the light. We are moving towards our potential, our purpose, what we actually came here for. But it's almost like we are programmed from a human standpoint to not do that, to not expand, to not go beyond our fences, go beyond our field. But our spiritual self, the soul self, knows that it needs to expand. So it's like the soul self is struggling with the human body, and the fear is actually more so from this antiquated human body, but the soul itself knows that it is here to expand. So there's a little bit of a conflict, you know, very much. And it makes me feel like almost I was watching this funny meme of this zebra that I guess was like running loose in Tennessee or something. And they caught the zebra through a helicopter and they're like taking the zebra back to, I guess, the zoo or wherever it was coming from. But it was hilarious. The zebra was like so mad that it got caught. And I was like, damn, you know, that zebra was just like trying to run free, but it is programmed, or from where it comes from, it's told you can't go beyond these boundaries. You can't go beyond this zoo. I don't know if it's from a zoo. I'm assuming it's from a zoo. But anyways, it's not supposed to go beyond the fence, but its soul is telling it to run wild, right? And that's really what we're looking at right now. Like, that's why all this fear and all this kind of doubt and worry and negativity is coming forward. It's because our programming, and that could even be as deep as my lineage, the people I come from, the people around me, right? Nobody goes beyond this. Everybody plays it safe around me, or nobody in my lineage has ever gone like beyond XYZ, and I'm trying to. So my programming is telling me this is so, so dangerous, but my soul is like, hey, you ready? Let's go. So that's, you know, first I want you to know like why it's happening, because sometimes it's helpful to see that this fear, not that it shouldn't feel real, but it doesn't have to be listened to, that it's not really giving you any information. Because I know that sometimes we want to sit with our fear and sit with our worries because we just want to dot our I's, cross our T's, and see if there's like any information. You know, we're like turning over every rock before we actually move forward. But in this case, this is like a scream that is coming because you are expanding. You are expanding beyond even what you thought you could expand. You're expanding beyond what your people thought you could expand. And that's kind of scary. Your body's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Your fear is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm here to keep you safe. What is happening? You're going beyond. But I would say that you're moving into, just like that zebra, larger pastures and more green, more abundance, more light. I think also what's a little scary is that on the other side of this, there are more options, there are more opportunities, and it is truly like the wild, wild west. It makes me almost feel like, you know, whatever people felt like when they were leaving their countries and coming to the US before the US was anything, right? Kind of just like pioneers. This is all new. And that is very much like where you're going as well. And I think a little bit of that newness and also having so many options, there's many different ways in which you can do this. That is also causing this extra fear in the body. But I would say it might be helpful to see it as excitement. Like, oh my gosh, I just came from a place or from a mindset, not even a place, but like I was in this mindset that there was only one way to do things. And now I'm in this place where anything is possible. And I'm a little nervous and scared about it, but I'm also really excited. So one thing here is that excitement can actually replace fear, because in a weird way, they're the flip of the same coin. Because excitement is to look at the unknown by looking at it with all the possibilities of all the different ways that it could go right, all the different ways that it could bring more opportunity, where fear is, I see all this new stuff and I'm going to tell you all the reasons why it's not going to work out, right? So when your fear comes up, we can say, hey, you know what? I'd like to see it from an excited lens. Flip that coin. I don't want to look at it at the heads. I want to look at the tails. So what does it look like to feel excited? My son was trying to fall asleep the other day and he had just lost a tooth and he was so excited about what the tooth fairy was going to bring him. And he was in bed and he's like, Mom, I'm so scared. I'm so scared. And he's explaining, he's like, I'm scared and it's not letting me fall asleep. And, you know, kind of like talking about some sleep anxiety. And I asked him, I go, are you maybe excited about the tooth fairy? And he's like, yes, I'm excited. I don't know how much money she's going to bring me. And I want to buy this and I want to get this on my Roblox and blah, blah, blah. And then he starts talking about like how excited he is. And then he realized like, oh, it's not that I'm afraid. I'm more excited. And that excitement is what's keeping me up. And then once he didn't have any anxiety over his own fear and he was like, oh, excitement. Okay, that's not bad. Because it was almost because he was fearful, it was signaling to his body that this was bad. And instead he said, oh, okay, this is exciting. And guy fell asleep within 2 minutes. When we think something is scary or that we're afraid of something or we're feeling all these fearful thoughts, then our body starts to react to that and think it's a bad thing. But perhaps the reason why I'm feeling this way is because I'm about to go or I am walking towards total green grass. The opportunities and the possibilities are endless. And our job really is to be able to stay there as much as we can. Message number two. So at some point when I was receiving the messages, then fear started to talk to me and just to speak almost in first person. And it was like giving me tips in many ways like to deal with it. And fear was saying, we'll hear from me less if you give me boundaries, if you give me something to do or somewhere to go. It reminded me, have you guys seen that movie Inside Out? The first one where Joy discovers that there's sadness and she tries to give sadness something to do so that sadness doesn't go and put her hands on everything and make every memory sad. That's kind of what fear was saying. Fear was like, if you give me some boundaries, I am less likely to bother you. But some of us allow fear to come knock on our door at any time, rather than saying, hey, fear, okay, yes, I'm going to hear you out, but I have office hours. So tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to spend an hour with you and listening to your concerns. What are you really scared about? We'll work through it. But right now I'm at my kid's soccer game and you're not allowed to bother me here about fear, or you're not allowed to bother me here. We can talk about it tomorrow. This actually reminds me of when I first started opening up my intuition. I was bombarded by dead people. I didn't know how to control my intuition. So I would walk around, felt these different messages coming through and they weren't even for me. And I had this really good friend that her mother had passed away. And she was like one of the first souls that really came and spoke to me. She was a big part of my opening with my intuition. And she would come and like, she was a Jewish mom, so she had that vibe. And she would come and she would interrupt me while I was on the highway driving like 70 miles per hour. And I was like, listen, I get it. You're concerned about your daughter. I love her. I'm concerned about her too. But you cannot interrupt me and try to talk to me while I'm driving 70 miles per hour on the highway. This is not safe. And I had to tell her, and this was how I learned to have boundaries with the information that was coming through. And I had to tell her, listen, I will chat with you tomorrow when I'm in meditation, but you can't interrupt me. And that was very helpful as a young intuitive to learn that I can direct all this information that's coming my way. And fear is a type of information. And in many ways, it is like knocking on our door to discuss some things that it is concerned about. But we are allowed to tell it when and when it cannot come with us, right? And we can give it ours. And even we can be a little bit extreme, right? We can say, hey, listen, you have been bothering me like nonstop for the last 6 months or my whole life. And I'm going to do this thing. I have 6 weeks to do this thing and I'm going to do it without you. After those 6 weeks, you are welcome to come back in. But during these 6 weeks, I'm really going to decide that I am not going to listen to you. I think I'll be okay for 6 weeks without hearing you. Because the idea is that fear is trying to keep you safe, right? So that's why we entertain it. That's why we keep letting it in. And that's why we're even afraid to detox from it. We're afraid in the weirdest way to be like, I will never listen to my fear again, because sometimes, obviously, fear is keeping us safe. If my son is about to jump off a big rock, if he gets fearful that he might hurt himself, that fear has a purpose, right? It will probably, yes, keep him safe from hurting himself. Maybe he'll be like, damn, this is not a good idea. So that is why we are so afraid to say no to fear like altogether, because sometimes from an evolution standpoint, it has kept us alive, right? But in this case, especially if this is not about life or death, you're not jumping off of a rock. You are maybe following a goal. Maybe you're trying a date. Maybe you're trying to find a house you love, whatever it is. And life and death is not really on the line. You're going to be okay by taking a moment and a detox from it. So being able to say, hey, I am going to not listen to you all week, just 1 week of not listening to you, or I'm going to run social media because I've been wanting to do it and I'm going to do it for 30 days without listening to you. So deciding that you're going to detox, and what does it look like to not listen to fear? It's truly like meditation, right? So the idea is that, have you guys ever done that meditation? Do we have it in the app? We might. So this meditation, right, where you are just trying to be present. So you're trying to just breathe, right, and paying attention to your breath, but then these thoughts come up. And some of them are, they're not fearful, but they're just stupid about my grocery list or whatever. And I'm trying to stay present. So we end up through meditation getting in the habit of being like, oh, there's that thought. It isn't nor negative nor positive. It is neutral. It doesn't mean anything. And I release it. I like to practice this in meditation by seeing those thoughts coming in, and then I put them in a mason jar is how I see it. And then I have this little shelf visually with all my mason jars. Actually, I'm going to make a guided meditation on this one for you guys in the app. So you go and you put it there, and then that's what we're doing through life, right? So it's not like I can magically say, hey, fear, you can't bother me for this week. It's still going to pop up. But it is our job in the day-to-day to be like, okay, I see that thought. I'm not going to pay attention to you. I'm going to put you in a little mason jar, and I put you up on my shelf, and I go back to my present moment. And maybe my present moment is recording this video. My present moment is watching my kids play soccer. My present moment is cooking a meal, right? Because we've decided and we're sticking to this goal for 1 week and it cannot bother me, or for 30 days, it cannot bother me. So really basically hearing the thought, seeing it come forward, feeling it in the body, because the thought sometimes is so strong that we feel it in the body. We're going to take a few breaths and we let it go. We go into the mason jar and we really bring ourselves back to this present moment. So fear is like, hey, just give me boundaries. I won't bother you as much. So what are those boundaries? What are those rules? Make up your own and decide like how you're going to work with it and talk to it and just tell it. It's like my dog wanted to come and sit on my lap while I recorded. And I had to tell Molly, I'm like, no, you have to sit on your couch while I'm recording. We'll hang out later, right? It's totally normal. Fear is the same way. If I don't give it rules, it's going to come whenever, at the worst times. So you are in control. You are able to orchestrate your life and the thoughts that come in, and you're allowed to tell it to go away. And you can also safely say that and know that you can come visit it later in case there's anything of importance. Friends, I'm so excited to announce that my company just released a new app called Clarity. I made this as a space where you can take your spiritual practice to the next level. I am so grateful that this podcast has become part of your practice, but I'd love to invite you to go a bit deeper. I want to invite you to shift your energy completely, and you can do that with the Clarity app. The greater and lasting shifts will come from practices like listening to the guided meditations we have. We have soul path meditation, we have the trust yourself meditation, we have the spirit baby meditation, and many, many more. You'll also get to take advantage of my practical guidance. You hear me share practical tips on the pod all the time. Well, in the app, I've made videos for some of those tips, like how to teach your AI how to give you a reading. And for my business lovers, we have exclusive pod episodes uploading there regularly. Right now, we have messages about your business's big shift and the energy of successful selling. Plus, as a member, you're invited to a monthly reading with me where I answer questions live with my intuitive downloads. You get extended Monday readings and, of course, a community section where you can connect with other brave hearts just like yourself. The link to join is in the description below. I can't wait to see you in the Clarity app and see how much your life is shifting into the authentic expression you know it is meant to be. Message number three, in this time in your life and that there's like fear and doubt coming up over this thing that you want, that you're going after, I'm getting that you are going to need 80% of your time is going to have to be spent doing things that help you be present. So maybe that is running, maybe that is cooking, whatever it may be, but having these activities that keep you present. And then the other 20% of your time is actually the doing. So we are thinking about the goal or thinking about the path or thinking about what we want. And it's like taking up a lot of space and we don't really need to think about it anymore. We just need to do it. And the doing, of course, is going to be done very well when we don't let fear or doubt like seep in. But it's kind of like, let's say you're looking at your day and let's say you have, you know, 10 hours of your day for all the things that you need to do. It's almost like taking 2 hours of that day and just doing what you know you need to do. Like, let's say you're like, oh, I know that I need to like respond to some of these people that have been reaching out to me on the dating app, or I need to reach out to some friends and see if they want to hang out because maybe that'll help me meet new people. You know, you need to do those things, these steps that you know you need to take. Then you would just do that for 2 hours, not overthinking it, not worrying about it, doing it. And then the rest of your 10 hours, your other 8 hours, are really about just doing the things that keep you present. So there's not as much doing as we think, but we think we're doing, but we're just thinking about it a lot is what I'm getting, or discussing it or talking about it. And we got to find other things to do with our thoughts. You know, we got to find other things to do with our time. And also, like, in a weird way, giving a boundary to this thing in our life, this goal, doesn't need to take up the entire day. It could just take up the 20%. And it looks like it'll really move forward if we put it in that little place and then let ourselves be present in the rest of our lives, because that presence is basically the fuel to what is going to make this thing that you are trying to pursue successful. So by being present and by releasing the overthinking of what we want or keeping it in our mind a little too much, that is diluting the power within us that's actually going to attract what we want. So our presence is so important. And then our doing, right? There's going to be some like physical things that you need to do to bring this into your life, but it's actually like way less than your presence. And this is a way to work with fear. It almost seems like if we are not keeping ourselves quote unquote busy enough or present enough. I want to say busy because I feel like that's what we understand. But what I'm trying to say is like present enough, right? Like, so yesterday, last night, my husband, so a few weeks ago, he bought this grill that you basically can cook over an open fire. It's really cool. It's just wood and then you cook over it. And he's been so excited, like almost like camping, but at home, right? And we have a creek. So he brought it down to the creek and he planned the meal and the five of us went down and we had dinner. And now his new thing is that every Friday night he wants to do this during the summer, which is so cute. And I'm so grateful because I don't want to plan that. So anyways, we go and we sit there and like, it's just an activity to keep us present, if that makes sense. We have to eat. We all need to eat. We all have this beautiful land. And it was just an organized activity and we all were very present. Of course, that's why people love camping and stuff. It's like these activities that keep us present. And that activity keeping you present is more important than overdoing whatever it is that you're trying to do. So I'm almost seeing that is why this exhaustion from overthinking, overdoing is then inflaming this negativity or this fear or this doubt that is coming forward. So we got to get a better balance. It's almost like balancing the acid in your stomach. You know, it's like you got to have the right, like the right levels there. And that's what I'm feeling about. There's the right levels of presence and doing and resting, because presence lets you rest. When you are present, you are resting. A lot of us are tired because of our brains, not because like, oh, I didn't get enough sleep. My Aura ring tells me every night that I'm like killing it. It gives me like a little crown. It's like, oh, you know, you're getting like 80%, 90%, whatever. And my husband's like, well, then you can't complain you're tired today. I'm like, no, but I think I'm emotionally tired today. And he's like, oh my God, I can't. He's so, because he bought me the Aura ring. He's like, I can't. I'm so upset. So this is really where we find that balance. And when the more tired we are, of course, the more fearful and the more doubtful we become. So it's finding this balance. So our 80-20, 80% presence, 20% doing, and seeing how that goes. Message number 4. So then fear started to give me some of its worries. Like, these are the type of things that if I told my fear, hey, like you cannot interrupt me right now because I'm doing XYZ, but I will sit with you tomorrow and journal like what's coming through, or I'll meet you at my therapy office with my therapist tomorrow. This is one of the things that it is trying to bring up. So one of the things that the fear is trying to bring up, and that maybe, you know, we could use a little bit of time of discussing it, talking it, is that your fear is afraid of what you are going to leave behind and who you are going to leave behind. Because what's happening right now, the reason fear is coming up in such a big way is because you are moving, you are shifting, you are up-leveling, you are changing your identity. Like, you are moving from maiden to mother, princess to queen, teacher to thought leader, single to committed relationship, rental home to homeowner. You are leaping into some sort of new identity. And with that new identity, of course, we let things go, right? So if I'm shifting from a person that rents an apartment to a person that owns a home with land, what am I leaving behind? Well, I'm leaving behind some freedom, because rental, I don't have to worry about things as much. Let's say if something breaks, I don't have to worry so much. If I get a bunch of land, I have to cut the grass, I have to take care of the garden, you know, whatever. So even though we want that upgrade, we are still leaving things behind. And your fear is like, are you sure you want to leave all these things behind? For the most part, you're going to say yes. You're going to be like, yeah, I'm okay with leaving all these things behind. And if you're not, you may need a little bit of time to grieve, right? So as much as I wanted to be in relationship with Benny, I was so sad about leaving my single times behind. I was like, this is, in a way, it was lonely, but totally fun at the same time, right? I became a mom. And of course, there's a part of you that misses just being you and your partner. So as much as we want these things, there are still things that we are letting go. And that is what fear is trying to remind us of. And we may need to grieve in order to move on. And that's what, you know, fear is trying to tell us. So maybe like grieving being single, and also reminding myself and taking a moment to be like, yeah, I am going to miss it because it was such a fun time, and having a lot of gratitude for the fun time, but also being like, it's also been enough. I've had enough. It's kind of like, I've had enough cookies. One cookie, two cookies was enough. I don't need 10 cookies for the rest of my life every day. So being able to look at what we've had, having enough. Also being able to tell fear that you don't know, right? We don't know exactly what we are leaving behind when we move to the next level. We don't know who's going to come with us, right? When I left Miami to live here in Western North Carolina, I didn't know what relationships were going to stick and which ones were going to be left behind. I couldn't predict that. My husband couldn't predict that. My kids, I could try to tell them that they were going to stay friends with some of their friends. I can't control that. I don't know what's going to come with me and what's not. But one thing that can give us a lot of peace and let fear relax is by saying, whatever is coming with me is an energetic match. I'm only letting go of the things that are no longer aligned with me. They're no longer an energetic match for me. So if I don't know what relationships are going to come with me, I do know that I'm moving to land and I'm moving out of Miami to have space, to have a slower life, to be more connected to nature, to have a less expensive life, right? These are all the things that I knew why we were making that move. And whoever is in an energetic match with that lifestyle, whoever supports that lifestyle and supports me in that lifestyle will stay being my friend. People that only liked me when I was super fast paced and maybe drinking with them or whatever I was doing in Miami, and they only liked me for that, yeah, they're not going to come with me with where I'm going. But that's okay, because I am more connected and I'm more committed to the energetic vibration that I'm moving into than the actual things that come with that. So where you are shifting to a new energetic signature. And your commitment is to the energetic signature, not the people, the things, or the places. And believe me, the people that love you, want to stick with you, they're going to try their best to meet you at that energetic signature. Some of them may not be able to do it, and that is not their fault. Their paths can be taking them somewhere else, right? Their path is not in alignment with the path of where we are going, and that is sad. And we release that with a lot of compassion, but we are not here to keep certain controlling things in our lives and keeping certain people in our lives. We are here to upgrade into the energetics that we're meant to upgrade into. So we have to be more committed to the energetic signature that we are shifting into than the physical of what we have right now. So being able to tell fear that, and with a lot of trust and bravery, and it always works out, guys, because you are seeking a new energetic signature because you know that it is going to make you happier. When you're at that level, at that vibe, you are going to be in alignment. Your soul is asking for alignment, which is a different energetic signature than where you're at right now. And what comes with that will satisfy you, and you have to be brave enough to move that way. And that's how we would talk to our fear. Message number 5. This is another message from fear. And fear was saying, I'm afraid that you are not going to be good enough. I'm afraid that you are not going to be successful. This upgrade that you're dreaming of, I don't know if you're going to be successful. I don't know if you're good enough to make it happen. That business you want to start, yeah, sure, other people have been successful, but I have no idea if you're going to be successful. Or this dream of an aligned life, of a soul-led life, some other people, yeah, sure, Nikki's been successful, but I don't know if you're going to be successful, right? And there's, okay, some truth to that. That's a valid fear. Okay, fear, thank you so much. That's so encouraging. Very valid. And now let's look at it, right? And in this case, you are absolutely going to be successful in the shift that you are making. But the only thing is that you need to see it as a shift and an energetic place that you're going to rather than a physical manifestation, right? So we are, of course, always first guided by the physical, like, oh, I want to make $60,000 a month. I want to have a partner. I want to have this home. But in order to have those things, there's an energetic shift that comes with that, right? So let's say I want to make more money, but I am currently at an energy where I devalue myself. And I am absolutely going to make more money. That is totally part of my timeline that is there for me, but I have to energetically shift into that. And that might mean that I have to work on my worthiness, right? Or whatever. So that's why I love the future self meditation. We have it in the app. Guys, if you're in Clarity, please check that out, because your future self has these things, but at a different energetic signature. So what we're really doing is shifting from one energy to the other energy. And we're going to be happy at that next energy because that's our soul's purpose, right? Our soul is meant to expand and evolve that way. So we are going to find contentment. But the physical aspect of it might look quite different than what we thought. Simple example, when we were leaving Miami, we thought we were going to buy land in a specific town in Asheville. And we looked and we looked and we looked and we didn't find anything there. And then our realtor, who was also Benny's friend from childhood from Miami, was like, listen, check this other county out. It's right next to the county that we were looking at. And lo and behold, we found our dream land. We found our dream neighbors. We found our dream setup. I actually, now knowing the area more, I enjoy this area more than the other area that I was looking at. So I wasn't successful in buying land in that one area that I was looking for, but I was successful in making the overall this energetic shift. And it looks different than what I initially thought it was going to look like, right? So we're going to be successful as long as we are not attached to exactly how it looks, because it is a bit of a path, right? Even today, if I'm like, oh, I want to be a successful podcaster, I'm going to start a podcast today. But then 2 years from now, this new innovation comes forward and you jump on it really early and it blows up. And you're like, oh, I didn't become a podcaster, but I became this because this is the new podcasting. This is the new thing, right? How many people probably thought they were going to be actors in movies growing up, but then now they're actually really big on YouTube, right? So we may not be successful in how we think it's going to look because the path is evolving. The world is evolving so quickly. There's a lot of things that we are looking at right now that are going to be different just in a few years. So we are going to be successful, but successful in the energetic leap. And that's more important than saying like, oh, successful in like XYZ thing. So even let's say, I know money is like one that was like, well, either you're successful at that or you're not. Making money, let's say doing what I love. There is a feeling to that. So it's like, I am successful in feeling that I am worthy of my desire. I have a really strong desire to be supported by the work that I love, right? Like supported by my creativity or whatever. And I'm supported for that. And I feel like I want to be successful in having what I want. So having my desires met And that is actually, to be successful in that, what it looks like is to feel fully worthy of that. So when I am fully worthy, when I feel fully worthy, because we are fully worthy, but when I feel fully worthy, I'm going to manifest something physical, and that's going to be the most perfect physical manifestation for me because it came from the energetic shift and I was successful in the energetic shift. And of course, I don't care how it looks on the outside because it's the shift that I was looking for. And that's what gives me everything I want. I think a great example is dating, right? I have people that come and sometimes I'll read somebody and be like, oh, she is going to end up with somebody that she is not expecting. She wants somebody who wears black and this person, something like that. And they get like really upset with me when I say that. Not upset, but like worried. You know, they're like, oh, well. And I'm like, listen, if you're not attracted to a short and fat person, you're not going to manifest a short and fat person. You don't need to be afraid. But what I'm saying is that whatever is in your mind is different than what is actually truly going to make you happy because it's an energy that's going to make you happy and the physical manifestation might be different. I might have thought when I was dating that a doctor was going to make me happy because I have doctor siblings and doctor dad and whatever. But my husband owned a tree business. I didn't even know you can make money doing that. I didn't even know that was possible. And he drove a pickup truck. I thought I was going to marry somebody who drove an Audi, right? But like, wow, now knowing what I know, those people would have never made me happy. And this is exactly what I need. But I was looking for the energy of a person rather than the actual person. And the divine surprised me. But guess what? He was still taller than me. He's still handsome. I'm still attracted to him. So it's not like I'm going to attract something that I'm not attracted to, but it may look different than what I actually want. And I will be successful in the energetic shift. And that's what you guys need to tell yourself, or that's what you need to tell fear. I get it. I know we don't have total control here. I totally get it. Your worries are valid, but I do know that I am going to be successful in the energetic shift. Message number six, your fear is worried that what you do or how you move forward or the changes you make are going to affect people in your life. And this is an interesting fear because it's almost like, you know, you knowing that you're part of a, let's say like a bicycle wheel and you're a little spoke. And if you move out, you're putting more weight on other people. If you get out of this circle, you start putting more weight on people. So it's a valid fear. And yeah, our choices do affect the people that are doing life with us or that are around us, of course. I mean, if I choose to not recycle, I'm affecting the people that live around me, right? You know what I mean? It's like every little thing that we do does affect others because we are here together. We do not exist alone. But what's interesting is that what you are about to do or what you are already doing and how you are moving is actually going to affect people by expanding them. So in a funny way, your deepest fear is you're afraid of changing people's lives. Yeah, you're going to change people's lives. You're going to make people aware, whether through the good or the bad, that things need to change. I'll give you an example. When I moved from Miami to here, one of my biggest fears was affecting my father. My parents lived really close to me. My dad was very dependent on, his joy was very connected to us and to the kids. And him and my mom have a really interesting relationship. They love each other, but you know, complicated. And I was like, I'm going to destroy this person. I'm going to take his grandkids. I would go for a run in the morning and he would meet me on a bike ride and I'm going to destroy this person's life. And of course, I'm going to miss him. But also I was thinking about how I was going to hurt him. And one of the things he told me, which I wrote in my book, Soul Led Living, when I was leaving, he was like, I know this is going to be really hard, but I think this is going to be the best thing for our family. And I just didn't have enough time to even talk to him, or there was emotionally, I couldn't go further into the conversation. I didn't really understand what he was saying. But later on, I learned that, yeah, you know, my parents were faced with like, we're in this giant 6-bedroom house. It is 2 floors. We're 74 years old. Is this really it? Shouldn't we move to the beach, which is something we have always wanted to do? And shouldn't we downsize our lives? And maybe my dad should retire. Yeah, I affected my parents in a really big way, but I made them think about things that they were not willing to think about or willing to look at. And my mom will still tell you that I messed up her life, but they are happier, 100% happier than where they were before. And it was because our move inspired their move. So yes, you are going to affect people and maybe even make people feel bad for themselves. I almost feel like some of you, you're used to being, let's say, the mess up in your family. Oh, I'm the black sheep. But when the black sheep becomes successful, or when the black sheep really grows into something, in a weird way, the black sheep is afraid of making their parents wrong. We're so stuck with our identities. Oh, I'm the daughter that never has it together. And my mom sees me that way. My dad sees me that way. But then when we grow into something else, it's like almost we've made them wrong. And that's like something we fear. It's so crazy. But remember that, yeah, you are going to change people's lives. Sometimes we change people's lives through kind of a shadow. I always say that when we expand, we have a medicine, and some people are going to take that medicine. It's going to be really bitter, right? And then some people are going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so inspired by her. I'm so inspired. But when I left Miami, I'm sure I triggered a bunch of people, a bunch of friends that love me, but were also like, oh, why is she leaving us? Or like, nah, you know, like all these things. And really, because it's like now all of a sudden I am saying, oh, your life is bad, which is not true, but that's what it could seem like. And that may give somebody a moment to be like, well, let me think about my life. And then sometimes they might be like, yeah, no, I really love my life. I really love this life. Or like, oh, there's some, you know, she's not wrong. Maybe there's some changes I could make, right? So yes, you are going to affect people by what you do and by your expansion. And sometimes it's going to be more from a negative place. We can't control that, but you are still changing people's lives, which is what we came here to do. A soul came here to expand. The human doesn't always like to do that. The human body doesn't always like to do that. But we have come here to expand. And sometimes we expand by seeing other people's expansion, whether that's good or bad, but that is where all of our expansion comes from. And lastly, message number 7, I just want to remind you that God is with you on this one. You are not walking alone. I've been messaging this a lot lately, guys. Like, we need to invite God, the divine, into what we are doing. Like, we get so used to thinking that we are doing this alone. And when I say God, I mean like the light, you know, the light that has that expansion that our soul wants to do comes from the light, right? It's like, there's more, I want to do more, where the darkness is more about like staying the same and never growing and never evolving and staying stuck, being a slave to the mind and to whatever programming we've been given. But the light is actually what's moving us forward. Sometimes we don't even want to move forward. I remember when I was being called to this work, like I didn't want to be an intuitive. I wanted to just be a doctor like my brothers. I just wanted to be simple. I didn't want to take this path that was different than what I knew. It was so much easier to just stay the same, of course. But the light was pushing me and calling me and pulling me, all the words, towards my destiny. And that is what's happening with you right now. And it probably feels uncomfortable, but sometimes we're forgetting that, like, where that comes from, you know, that comes from the divine. The divine is with you. And I get it. All these fears and these worries are natural because it's almost like your old identity is like detoxing. It's like when you're getting all these pimples and all this yucky stuff is coming out. So in a way, all these thoughts, it's like they're just pouring out of us. And what I was getting here is that the divine said, like, give me all your complaints. You can make a little God box. I didn't make this up. I heard this at some point, I don't know, many years ago along my journey. And creating a little box where you can put all your complaints, right? It's kind of like those customer service boxes. You would like to complain to the management. You're like, God, you told me to do this. You told me to take this track, but like, I'm really worried about this, or I feel like you're not supporting me here. And just placing it in the box. That's another way, again, of that meditation that we were talking about, where you take that thought and you put it into the mason jar. And it's really just to unburden yourself. Take this burden of thinking that you need to figure it all out and that like you need to look at every corner and, you know, predict everything and get everything right or whatever. Like, you are not alone. The divine is here, and there's a lot of things that the divine can take from us. What our job is to walk towards the light. Where you see the light, you walk towards it. That's your job. And sometimes there's doing, and sometimes there's just being, but there's a lot of it that is not supposed to be on our shoulders, and that's what we want to hand off. And in order to make this one work and have the box, you do have to have the core belief that your path is supported. If you don't believe that, it's a little hard, but your path is supported. Like, what you want, where you're going, the divine supports you. You might not be supported in the actual way you want to be supported, but to believe that everything is supporting you to get to where you want to go is going to really change the game for you. So, you know, I might get sick with shingles like I did a few months ago and be like, damn, I can't believe this came in the middle of my path. But if I really sit and be present with shingles, shingles might be delivering me something that I really needed to know in order to continue on this path. So I don't want to be supported by the divine by getting shingles, but that is one of the ways that I am supported. And realizing that everywhere I turn, this person's here to support me. My son just said this thing that really supports me. He's here to support me. The divine did not drop me on this earth or forget me and not send me things and people and opportunities that support me. But if I am not aware that I am supported, then I'm going to miss all of that for sure. So this box comes with this message as well, is that you are supported. You do not walk this path alone. And if you have some worries or complaints, use the God box and like set it free. Take it off of your shoulders and let it go. And you continue to walk towards the light. All right, my friends, that is today's podcast episode. Thank you so much for being here. If you would like to be even further supported by my work, please head over to Clarity. It is a monthly membership and we have all sorts of resources, meditations. There is a meditation that goes with this podcast, like I mentioned, which I'm about to make. And we have a lot of the business podcast is being shifted over there as well. So if you liked the business podcast, you can catch it there on Clarity as well. I am sending you so much love on this journey. I'm hoping that this was supportive and expansive, and I cannot wait to see you next time. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.